what the need is there.
No problem. We'll call this special meeting of the Amador County Board of Supervisors to order on January 15th. And if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Thank you and welcome to our meeting today. Approval of the agenda. We do have one blue slip for the regular agenda. We'll make that number three. And the item is designation of 2013 delegate and alternate to the RCRC and affiliate JPA Renfro Home Buyers Fund Board of Directors. With the blue slip, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
By Novelli, second by Onetto. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Public matters not in the agenda. Discussion items only, no action to be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject within the jurisdiction of the Amador County Board of Supervisors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for report and recommendation for possible action at a subsequent board meeting. Are there any public matters not on the agenda at this time? Hearing none. Move on to the regular agenda. Item number one, and we may have a cross discussion on these because the similar nature, but item number one, Kaiser Permanente, discussion possible action relative to approval of the chairman's signature on a letter of support for Kaiser Permanente to expand its Medi-Cal managed care participation into Amador County. Do we have a Kaiser representative here today? Good morning. You could state your name and sign in for the record, please.
Certainly. Bonnie Gore with Kaiser Permanente. And I'm not sure, well, first of all, thank you for getting up early this morning and starting off with an unexpected meeting. Certainly appreciate that and appreciate your consideration. So primarily, all we're really looking for is a letter of support from the board. As Kaiser Permanente looks to move, we have members in our Healthy Families program, which is currently a state-funded program for underprivileged kids who need medical care. And the state is transferring all those patients, members from Healthy Families into Medi-Cal. And that's a cost-saving move on the state of California's behalf to save money, administrative costs, et cetera. In order to do that, Kaiser Permanente needs to apply to the state for Medi-Cal and have be able to provide Medi-Cal for those families in Amador County. Currently, we don't have a Medi-Cal contract in the county of Amador, but our desire is to make sure that we continue to provide care for those children who are in Healthy Families. We basically want to have a seamless transition, allow those children to continue with their health care provider, and so we're asking the state to allow us to have Medi-Cal or provide Medi-Cal coverage for those families here in Amador County. Basically, a letter of support is basically saying it would be fine to have Kaiser Permanente do that. We'd be happy to have them continue that coverage for the residents here in Amador County.
So you're saying currently you do provide coverage into the Healthy Families to children here?
Right, that is correct.
Now, this only pertains to the two areas that you cover, correct? Ione and Plymouth, right?
Right. I'm not sure where those members are, and it's not a large number of patients. It's probably about 20.
Okay.
And so I don't know exactly where they live, but if those are the areas of coverage, then that would be correct.
Okay. These are just for clarification.
Yes, sir.
Kaiser does not have a facility in Amador County.
That is correct.
So you made the statement that you're going to provide the services to, so that you can provide the services to the Healthy Families patients. How would they get that service to travel out of county?
Well, that's correct, because they currently travel out of county. So I probably misspoke. We would continue to provide services to those members, not here in Amador County. They most likely travel to Elk Grove or our South Sacramento Medical Center. Those would be the closest facilities that they currently travel to receive care.
And this would just be, for definition's sake for the board, what is Healthy Families? Is it a defined group of people under Medi-Cal?
Well, it's not under Medi-Cal. It's a separate medical plan that the state has provided for a number of years, providing care for children who are in need. I believe it's like one step above Medi-Cal. So it's families that make more money than families who qualify for Medi-Cal, but they're still considered poor families, and so it's another category of people being served under the state of California. And what they're doing is they're merging the two programs together to reduce administrative costs for the state.
So there's no thought at this time about Kaiser having a facility in Amador County, an outpatient clinic or something like that?
Right. At this point, really, our desire is just to continue coverage for the members that live here in Amador County, and we're not at that place of looking at, will we expand future services in the county.
I have more questions, but I'm going to let the board members take it from here. So, Brian, did you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question. Some of these people have asked about, Kaiser, why don't they expand their coverage? And I'm just kind of curious about that.
As far as the area?
Like whether to Healthy Families or the Medi-Cal program or the area in general.
Well, in general, like we have clinics in different areas. Typically, we expand our clinics in areas of growth where there's a larger population of people to serve.
I don't mean so much a clinic. I mean availability of Kaiser health insurance.
Well, we continue to take enrollments for Medi-Cal. Healthy Families, of course, is going away, but we continue to take members who are Medi-Cal patients. Maybe I'm not interested.
What I'm speaking of is like you have the Plymouth area, Ione area.
Yes.
It's acceptable, but areas outside that are not serviced.
Right.
Geographic radius is that.
That's right. And it has to do, I don't know if it's actually, you were just discussing this, a state or a federal regulation based on how far away a patient needs to be from a hospital in order to be served.
Okay, so there's some parameters there that basically.
It's not Kaiser's decision, but it's other regulations saying that a member can only be so far away from a hospital.
That's the answer. Thank you.
Other questions? Why wouldn't you contract with our local facility in the county so that it would be more convenient for patients so they don't have to drive all the way down to Sacramento?
Right. Currently, I think our desire is just to continue servicing those members, and we're not looking right now at expanding into Medi-Cal at this point, into a larger group of Medi-Cal members. So our desire right now is just to take care of those current members who are Healthy Family members, move them into Medi-Cal, and continue providing the services that we provide. We're not at this point looking at down the road will we expand Medi-Cal coverage. And that could be a consideration, but right now the focus is on transitioning those in the greater El Dorado, Placer, and Amador counties. It's 2,500 members that were transitioning from Healthy Families to Medi-Cal.
I think it said in your documentation that other rural counties, you'd also done this with other rural counties. Is that correct or not?
We are in the process of most of our counties. If we currently have Healthy Families, we are doing that. So we're doing this with most of our counties. So Fresno, Kings County, San Joaquin County.
They're not really rural, though.
Well, we do have a few rural, not probably as rural as this, which is why we don't have as many Healthy Family members.
I think it's said under the bullet points.
let's see, number... Number four, successful experience with expansion of managed care to a rural area within the past 5 years. You have to have that as one of your special considerations. So that's why I asked the question if you'd expanded into rural counties before.
I don't have the answer to that question. I'm not that knowledgeable on this subject, unfortunately.
Supervisor Plass?
Yes. If I understand this correctly, the state essentially is expanding Medi-Cal coverage to another category of people that were formerly covered under the Healthy Families. Now it's all getting merged together. Now, if both of those pools of patients or members are all Kaiser members, if they go to our local hospital to be treated under Medi-Cal, is our local hospital compensated for the providing of that treatment or not because they're a Kaiser member?
If there is, in any of our Kaiser Permanente facilities, if there is, or members, if say I'm in Montana and I'm hurt and I go to a hospital, my Kaiser Permanente coverage will take care of me. So our members will go to the first Kaiser facility. But if there was an emergency and they came here to local hospital, the hospital would be reimbursed by Kaiser Permanente.
So the reimbursement to the hospital is predicated on the determination of an emergency that otherwise didn't allow them to get to their next closest Kaiser facility.
Right. So their typical medical appointments, pediatrics, a lab appointment would be at a Kaiser Permanente facility. But if there was an emergency, we would take care of anybody at whatever facility they went to.
And that's
care
Kaiser
for.
Taking care of that facility or compensating that facility or Medi-Cal through the state program? Or
well, ultimately, Kaiser would reimburse, and I think
so
then Kaiser gets reimbursed by Medi-Cal. You know, I'm not an expert on Medi-Cal, but I do know that if someone came across the street to Sutter for an emergency, that they would be reimbursed. I can't tell if it would be through Kaiser or Medi-Cal, but it would be reimbursed because it would be our patient to take care of.
For an emergency, non-emergency, they would be referred to the Kaiser facility?
Right. And those members right now are going to our facilities. They're going there for their regular checkups. They're going for labs, whatever the need is. Then they're going to our regular facilities. And our desire really is just to continue that service. They can continue to go to their same pediatrician, their same doctors, and not have that care interrupted. And that's our desire, so just continue providing the quality of care that those members have already experienced.
Ma'am, when you say reimburse, is that 100% or partial?
I can't answer that question. Like I said, I'm not an expert on Medi-Cal, but...
Probably the Medi-Cal rate.
I think it wouldn't be 100%.
You know, same with the ambulance and all of that stuff. You know, obviously, you're combining the two programs. It looks to me like it's kind of a mandate anyhow if you want to continue to do this from the state.
Right.
So there must be some money in it.
Well, we have to apply to the state to do so.
Yeah.
And I think for us, really, the desire is to continue keeping our members covered. You know, we're committed to quality care, and a letter from the board just saying, yes, we'd like to have you continue providing care to our residents would be helpful.
If the board does not provide a letter, that it sounds like that does not preclude the state from doing what they want to. Anyway.
That is correct. It's just it's an added benefit. It's sort of like extra credit where, you know, the local community says, yes, it's good that they're here and it's good that they're providing care.
Well, it's good that you're contracting here, but providing in Sacramento. So that's under number five, again, under the excerpt from the RFA, talks about failure to submit the support documentation does not preclude DHCS from issuing a notice of intent to award a contract to that applicant. So does that mean that multiple applicants can be awarded?
That is correct. So, for example, you could do a letter for Kaiser Permanente in support of Kaiser Permanente as well as Anthem, and that would be fine because more than one organization likely will be contracted with the state here in Amador County.
You know, I have a question. it talks about you're applying to participate in Medi-Cal in three additional counties. Question I'd have is, will you be also taking on more patients in because you're becoming a Medi-Cal provider in those three counties?
We're not right now looking to expand Medi-Cal coverage. Right now we're solely focused on transitioning those healthy family members into Medi-Cal. So that's our goal for right now. And that's really our focus. That could happen down the line, but it's not the focus right now, and I don't know what the plans are.
Because currently you do not or cannot provide Medi-Cal coverage like St. Amador County.
That is correct.
Well, ma'am, I have one other question. You stated 2,500 for El Dorado, Placer, and Amador, and then earlier you stated about 20 in Amador County. So are those figures still correct?
Amador County is our smallest county where we provide coverage for residents.
But that's just because we fall outside of that geographic radius.
That is correct.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's for any public comment at this time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning, Sherry Curtis. I just want to let you know that our family was on Kaiser until we probably about 6 years after we lived here, we got bumped off because of the geographical boundary. And I couldn't get a straight answer from the federal government or Kaiser as who made Kaiser decide to shut down our services. And so in any case, we're now with Blue Cross, and I just want you to know we've had good care from both. And on an emergency situation when we were in Kaiser, we went to our local hospital, and Kaiser reimbursed them, because then later I got transferred down to Kaiser.
Under an emergency situation, you went to a local hospital?
Yeah. They said you go straight to your local hospital, and then they get reimbursed by Kaiser. At least that's what they told me. So
only under that emergency situation.
Right. Now, anything else, we drove. And we were willing to do that because they did provide very good care. So that's all I just wanted to say. They're both good.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, board members? I don't have a problem. Ann, did you have anything?
We're all expecting you to comment.
Have to take your mittens off, though.
Take my mittens off. It's not as cold in here as it is outside. I'm Ann Platt. I'm the CEO at Sutter Amador. And I came mainly to listen. And, of course, I'm very interested in this topic because the expansion of Medi-Cal managed care into rural counties is new in California. I've experienced this in Colorado, and I think it's helpful. I think it provides more case management around Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal patients are typically a more vulnerable population, and I think the challenge of seeking care outside of the county can be challenging for them. As our Kaiser representative said, the healthy families are a little bit above the current Medi-Cal requirements for income level. So that may not have been such an issue. I think it's challenging in a rural community to access specialty care for any payer. So we have Medi-Cal patients in the county, and it's very difficult for them to receive specialty care, and they typically do go outside of the county. We have ortho here, we have urology, we have general surgery, but we don't have a lot of the more selective specialty care. So I'm certainly in support of preserving access to care for patients. I think as Medi-Cal managed care plans expand into the county, we don't yet know what the impact is with the state network. We don't know how many residents will now qualify for Medi-Cal in the Health Affordable Care Act. The state is establishing their own network. So I think Medi-Cal is going to become a more interesting payer for some of the providers. Right now, our biggest challenge is there aren't very many primary care physicians who will accept Medi-Cal. All of the Sutter Medical Foundation physicians do accept Medi-Cal and CMSP, and so that's a benefit for the county that they can access their care locally. So, you know, I'm all about local access to care, what can be provided here, should be provided here to maintain the infrastructure that we want for medical care to be provided. Kaiser will allow members to come to the hospital for emergency care, and then we transfer them to a Kaiser hospital. So that's how the system works today.
And there's no issue with reimbursement in that instance?
Not for emergency care. There has been in the past, but I believe there was a legal action that settled that, and so now for emergency care we will be paid. Medi-Cal managed care rates will be what will be paid by Kaiser or anybody else that has a Medi-Cal managed care plan.
And does Sutter still offer health insurance? I remember when Amador County first contracted with Sutter, we actually here, the county employees, had Sutter health insurance for a couple of years through the contract. So I wasn't sure if you guys would even be interested in this topic today.
Yes, Sutter has not been providing insurance for a number of years. Before my time, they did that, and it didn't seem to be that successful. Okay. Sutter has applied for a new license, and in 2014, our goal is to have a product available. Again, if it's going to be available in Amador County, we would need to approach you for a letter of support to be able to license that plan here. But there is a goal to establish a Sutter insurance plan going forward. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I forgot I have one more question. I don't know if any of them or you guys know, is there a citizenship requirement for Healthy Families or Medi-Cal patients?
Bonnie, can you answer that into the mic, please, so we have it on the record?
I would expect that there is, because it is a state-funded program, and so they'd have to be legal. They'd have to be legal to receive care.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, board members, action.
I'd move approval of the chairman's signature on a letter of support for Kaiser Permanente to expand its Medi-Cal managed care participation in Amador County.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the action on Kaiser Permanente. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 2, Anthem Blue Cross, discussion of possible action to approval of the chairman's signature of a letter of support for Anthem Blue Cross to expand its Medi-Cal managed care participation in Amador County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. My name is Carol Almanza, and I'm a health promotion consultant with Anthem Blue Cross. And I'll go ahead and let Andy introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Andy Gomes. I'm a program manager for our provider networks.
So we also are here to request a letter of support for the managed care expansion application that we need to submit into the state. And so we would just like to request that letter of support from you this morning.
I think we got most of the questions out of the way before, but if you have any additional information to give us before we go into questions?
Nope, just that, you know, we are getting a letter of support from Placer County. We will be also attending Plumas County's Board of Supervisors meeting, Yuba County, Tuolumne is still waiting to call me this afternoon, and I'm not sure there's one other one. I can't remember at the moment. So we do have support from some other counties as well. So.
Okay. Any questions, board members?
Public comment?
I'd make the same motion that we authorize the chairman's signature on a letter of support for the Medi-Cal expanded coverage for Anthem Blue Cross in Amador County.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Superintendent Nettle. Before we vote on the motion, is there any public comment on this? Okay. All right. That being the case, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, Ann. All right, item three, this is the blue slip. Designation of 2013 delegate and alternate to the RCRC and affiliate JPA Clinical Home Buyers Fund Board of Directors. This is a ministerial action that has to happen by the 16th, which is the RCRC meeting tomorrow in Sacramento. So that's the reason for the blue slip today. Any public comment on this? Hearing none, can I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we delegate Supervisor Forrester and alternate Supervisor Onetto to the RCRC, delegate RCRC Board of Directors, and also that we go ahead with the affiliation of joint powers on the CRHMFA Home Buyers Fund.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
And any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. With that, we are complete with our special meeting, and we are adjourned. So we're adding the Board of Equalization here pretty quick.
9 o'clock.